Hello, hello. Hey, guys. It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. We are currently recording another podcast episode. This is episode 7 of CO's Entry, where we get into the shenanigans and the nitty gritty and the ins and outs and the impromptuness that is me, because everything that I say and do for the most part is unplanned, unless I plan it. But when it comes to my thoughts, they're not very organized. They're very random and very much not premeditated. So, and sometimes I talk in circles. I talk in circles a lot, guys. Okay. So, like, I've been very, very, very fatigued lately. I don't really want to get into that much. But I'm tired a lot, guys. At my young old age, I'm tired a lot. And, yeah, it's a little concerning. It's a little concerning because I feel like I shouldn't be so tired. I don't have children. You know, I'm not running after anybody. Any small children or anything like that. I'm not running after any small children every day. I'm not a parent. I'm not even a real plant mom. I think all my plants are dead. Yeah, I feel like if you can't water a plant every day, you should not have a child. That's what I'm gonna tell people from now on. If they ever ask me again why I don't want kids, I'm gonna be like, it's not even a matter of want. It's a matter of should I? And judging by how I can barely take care of a plant, I wouldn't wish myself as a mother on anybody, you know, judging that alone. But yeah, terrible plant mom, probably would be a terrible mother. I need to get some canvases, guys. I am out of canvases and I wanted to paint something. I wanted to start a new paint project. I did some pottery today. Woohoo! My pottery kit that I ordered from Amazon came in the mail. And I was so excited. So I attempted to make something. I don't know if it's gonna come out good because it looks kind of dumb. I'm not gonna lie. I just kind of made something that looked like it would be nice, you know. And it was going to be a flower pot, but I could not envision how to create the flower pot. So I made like something else. I think you can put stuff in it. Once it's like ready, I think you could put stuff in it and it will look nice. And I'm probably going to attempt to paint it and make it look like something that you would want to put on a table. I think you could put marbles in it. I think I'm going to place some marbles inside of it. And yeah, it's going to be a nice little piece. Maybe I'll just glue some marbles to the inside to make it look like something like classy, because I think it needs some pretty accents, because I don't know. When it hardens up, I'm going to see what we're working with. But yeah, you ever like intended for something to be like one thing and it didn't turn out that way. So you're just like, let's make it something else that's also equally as cool to look at. So yeah, I'll probably just bullshit. I'm sorry, I'm cursing. But I'll probably just like make something out of nothing. Just pull something out of my booty hole. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool. It's already cool. We're just like, I actually added something cool to the sculpture. I'm gonna call it a sculpture because I'm a Picasso. I'm gonna become a professional sculptor this year, guys. We're getting into it. The pottery kit is the step one. That was just to believe in myself. I already knew it was in me. I'm a sculptor. Sculpted by the sculptor. For real. But guys, I was gonna say, man. So yeah, that came in the mail. I did my sculpture. I have to wait for it to dry so I can paint it and like finish it. and I want to paint something. I wanted to paint something today. I was actually going to go to the craft store today, but I didn't feel like it. I was so tired. I was cramping really bad. And I just said, to heck with it. I'm not going to do that today. And there are a few things I want to do today, but I think I'm going to have chronic fatigue, guys. I don't want to diagnose myself, but I've always been like low energy since I was a child. I always have very low energy. And, you know, I've got doctors in America. They don't care about us. And I'm not even going to lie. I think they really don't care about Black people and Black women like myself. I feel like they don't really be caring. And that's what I've heard. That's what I've read from, like, women that have had experiences in, like, hospitals and doctor's offices. It's like, we got to, like, really advocate for ourselves and, like, stand up for ourselves, apparently. I mean, you know what? Guys, what the heck am I talking about? Because I've experienced it firsthand. I remember when I went to the podiatrist to get my foot looked at, the doctor told me to maintain my problem. This white man looked at me and told me to maintain my problem because he didn't want to look further into, like, my issue that I had. He didn't want to, like, figure out what was the root cause. He said, you're just going to have to maintain the problem. And you know what? Thanks, white man. I've been maintaining the problem quite well. Thank you. But anyways, I digress. Let's move on, guys. So I've been spending more money. I was supposed to be saving my money. Didn't do that. I think that this year was like a wake-up call, but it wasn't because I didn't wake up. I just kept on doing my bullshit because, like, okay, I spent, like, a lot of money in January, right? So I said, okay, February is going to be better. February is going to be so much better. I don't know if it's better because I had a plan. The plan fell through because I am stuck in my ways. I have a problem. But at the same time, I deserve everything that I buy for myself. So going with that logic and that narrative has made it impossible for me to go through and follow through with my plan of saving money because it's like, well, you're a pretty girl. You got some cute natural hair and you work hard and you're a Black woman that makes her own money and don't really have no big expenses to worry about right now. Buy yourself what you want, when you want, as much as you want, as often as you want it. So that's like what my mind be telling me when I'm on Amazon, when I want some food. I go out and get that Jamaica food. I get that whatever. I buy the good stuff. I buy the bougie drinks, the bougie coffee, the whatever. And I go on Amazon and I fill up my bag. Not because I'm rich, but because I am delusional and live above my means. And I'm irresponsible as heck. So I be buying stuff because I like it and it's cute. And I feel like, especially when it be on sale, I'm like, yo, what is this? How long is this going to be on sale for? When is this going to go back to the original price? And how mad am I going to be when I see it back at its original price when I could have bought it was on sale? That'd be my logic. I'll just justify it just like that. I'll also justify it based off of how much money I spend in each category of my monthly expenses. But who am I telling? I don't look at that either. Because it be whatever it is. I'll look at it if I just happen to stumble across my bank account. If I happen to stumble across like my bank history, my transaction histories, I just happen to see like, oh, okay, you spent this much on groceries, you spent this much on your personal care, on your car. I don't even be checking for the breakdown, but I'm pretty sure all my money is not going to one thing. So that makes it feel a little bit better because it's like, okay, it's expensive just to live in general, not just to eat, not because you're fat, but because you just spend a lot of money in general, but it's like spread out. So like thinking about the spread of my monthly expenses, put things into like clearer perspective. So I'm like, okay, it's going to different things. It's a lot of money I'm spending, but it's going to different things, meaning that there's a lot of things in my life that I just need. And it just happens to come to this much. And it's like, not my fault. horrible justifications, horrible plan. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'll get it together one day and no regrets, you right? You know what I mean? Like, no regrets, no buyer's remorse. Like, am I right? Come on, come on, come on. Why would I have buyer's remorse? The money's already spent. You cannot keep money forever. It's gonna go somewhere. Money is meant to be spent. Okay, it's meant to be saved too, but in the society, you can't have nothing if you don't buy it. So anyways, let's talk about what I bought today and what I received. Let me tell you what else came in the mail. This is all from Amazon, because Amazon is, Amazon got my money. Like, if you need your money, go talk to Amazon. Go bang on Amazon's door, because they have it. If you haven't got your money from me, go to Amazon. But anyways, I got the pottery kit. I already told y'all about that. And I'll get into like what I made. I'll probably talk about it in the next podcast episode. But I also bought, well, I bought an apron. I bought an art apron to go with all my artsy fartsy things. Now I have two art, now I have like two articles of clothing dedicated to like artsy fartsy. I have like some overalls, and then I have the art apron. The art apron's probably gonna be that girl. The art apron's probably gonna be worn more than the overalls, because it's easier to put on and it makes me feel like I'm doing something. But I have both of those. So the art apron, the pottery kit, and then I bought some grits. I bought some grits because, okay, so I quit my animal-based diet. I'm eating like more of like an omnivore, more animal-based than like a well-rounded omnivorous diet, because I'm trying to like stick to more of like just the simple things that I know I like and can digest easily. I never had a problem digesting plants, but too many carbs do make me feel bloated, which is why I'm kind of more on the animal-based train, because I do enjoy eating fats, good animal fats, good healthy proteins for energy. And then I do love fruits, so I'm keeping the fruits in. But I bought some stone ground grits, and they're non-GMO, and I bought them because I do like the idea of grits, because as much as people hate it when I say, well, certain people, not everybody, I think like a lot of people don't really like southern things if they're not from the south, or they don't like being from the south. I think people just be hating on southern culture and southern cuisine. But grits have been a staple in my life since I was a child, so I bought some stone ground grits, and I'm excited to make them tomorrow. I'm gonna make them tomorrow for breakfast with like bacon and eggs, and it's gonna be great. And yeah, I wanted to have something more natural, because I'm like, if I'm gonna be eating some type of grain, if I'm gonna keep eating grain, I want to make it like as healthy as possible. There's like, you know, some literature about grains being bad for you, and I'll probably read up on that as if eventually at some point. But I don't know, I think also people need to consider where other people are from, their ancestry, you know, their heritage, their history of like food. Because as far as I'm concerned, like my people, they had grains, they had like rice and like beans and things like that. They had their own crops that they cultivated. I don't know like how many generations like this that was going on for, or how long like certain foods were being grown in like these different cultures. And I don't know how long like people have been eating grains for, especially like in different parts around the world, or in Africa, I guess, for me, for like my ancestry, Jamaica and Africa, those are like where my ancestors are from. So I don't know how long they've been cultivating like crops for, or if they didn't have that before a certain era. I guess like we probably just evolved to like be able to stomach certain things, humans. But whatever the case may be, I feel like whatever you eat should be in its most natural form, put it that way. And I'm not saying like when it comes to like meats, I don't think people should be eating raw meat, but that's just me. I feel like you should cook certain things, Because technically, like, people would say, like, oh, if it's in its natural state, it wouldn't be cooked. I'm like, okay, whatever. But I like to cook things, and not too much. Like, if I eat a steak, it's, like, medium rare. Yeah. If I eat any type of meat, it's going to be cooked a little bit. But raw, in its most raw, in its most natural form, I don't mean, like, I mean raw. I mean, unless it's, like, milk. I feel like people should probably be drinking raw milk if they can. Because I do think raw milk is probably better for you than the pasteurized stuff. Because the science behind it makes sense. That basically you're destroying, you know, certain things in the milk that are good for your digestion. Which is why people cannot stomach milk. Most people that are lactose intolerant. It's because, like, there is, like, something in raw milk that would have allowed you to be able to digest the lactose. But because it's, like, pasteurized, that was destroyed. And that is why people cannot handle pasteurized milk, but could maybe possibly handle raw milk unless they were just allergic to milk altogether. In that case, I guess that's a different story. But anyways, in the most natural form, I mean, like, unaltered, not heavily processed, like organic sugar, like organic cane sugar. You know, if you're eating any type of grain, like, it would be better for it to be just the unprocessed form of that grain. Like, I guess technically it would be like a brown rice versus a white rice, but I prefer white rice for sure. So I guess I would just try to get organic white rice, you know, just the most natural form of anything is best. And if you eat everything, just get everything as, like, in the most healthy ways you possibly can. But yeah, I think there's something to say about different types of foods and how it affects humans. And I think everybody's body's different at the same time. So it's like, what works for me won't work for somebody else, because it's different strokes for different folks. You feel me? But yeah, I got me some stone ground grits. I'm gonna make them tomorrow. And then that's gonna be that. That's how that gonna go. And now let me tell you about what else I ordered today from Amazon. It said it's gonna come on Sunday. So realistically, optimistically, I will get my stuff on a Sunday. This Sunday. I'm really trying to get back into old fashion because, okay, fashion is timeless, first of all. My fashion hasn't really changed much from, like, anything. I think I basically always just wore what I wanted to wear. But I've also been inspired. Like, I've always liked bell-bottom jeans or baggy jeans. I don't think I've ever really loved skinny jeans, but I did wear skinny jeans in middle school. And I did used to wear skinny jeans, but I never really loved them as much as I like bell bottoms. I think I was just trying to put some trendy whatever clothes on. Not because I followed trends, but I just wanted to I guess give it a try. And I think skinny jeans look good on me. Like, I prefer not skinny jeans, but, like, straight leg jeans or, like, boyfriend jeans. I think those are cute. Because I like to have some room in my pants. You know, I don't like things to be too tight. I like things that are comfortable. So I guess you could say, like, my style has always been somewhat comfortable. Because I stopped wearing heels. At some point, I was like, heels are not for me. At the most, it would be a wedge, because wedges, I can actually walk in them. I've never been able to walk in heels because I don't know. I don't think everyone is meant to wear heels. And I definitely was not. And I was really trying that. When I was younger, I was trying that, them heels. But I don't think it's good for your... I don't think it's good for your back, honestly. But anyways, I bought some old school, like, Y2K fashion. I bought these cute tops. They're, like, knitted, like, crochet tops that you can layer with a cami, or like a cute lacy undershirt. You can put something like that, or like another light blouse. So it's meant to be worn like over something, or you could wear it underneath something. I probably wear them to work too, just because I like to have something cute and breathable. So I just bought them just to wear like whenever. And I bought some jewelry, some hoop earrings, like this cute necklace with my initial on it, because why not? And yeah, I plan on actually getting my ears pierced again, because I want to wear like multiple earrings on my ears. So I'll probably get 2 more piercings on both ears so that I can like wear like more than one pair of earrings at a time, because just for like the small hoops, you know, because I think it'll be cute on me. I think that's calm. Like I think at one point I wanted to get like different types of body art. Like I wanted to get facial piercings, and I think I considered tattoos, but I don't know. I don't even know how to describe like my style, but I just feel like I don't think that would suit me. I don't think it would suit me if I got like any other type of piercing, or I don't think I need a tattoo or like a facial piercing. I think like in my most authentic self, I'm just without those things. But I do like things that are just simple. I'm very simple. I'm very, very simple girl. And I just feel like my style reflects, or should reflect, that. So like, yeah, I think just like some simple earrings. But I do like to wear all types of jewelry, though. I like to wear all types of jewelry. But like piercing wise, like I don't think I would do anything too crazy. So like the piercings are just gonna go like on my earlobes, like not even like, because I heard that hurts if you get it like all the way up beyond your ear, like the thin part, the cartilage there is so, it's gonna hurt. I heard it's gonna hurt so bad. I could tell because it's so delicate there, like the part of your ear, that like the upper part of your ear, that's like not a part of the earlobe, that just looks like it would hurt. So like that alone will make me just say I'm good. And I heard it takes a long time to heal too. It's like, yeah, I'm good off of that. For sure, I'm good off of that. I'm good. I wish I had a mango right now, guys. I feel like I sound so tired, because I waited so long to make this episode. I was like, I remembered earlier today that it was Tuesday. Well, like at the same time, I didn't know when I wanted to record it, but I wanted to be like relaxed somewhat. Like I just got out of the bathtub. I took like a clay bath, you know, to rejuvenate my body and stuff. And like, yeah, I was like somewhat relaxed. I was like, let me film this episode and post it on a Tuesday. But yeah, guys, I don't know what I'm gonna do tomorrow. I was off today. I was off work today. I'm off work tomorrow too. So like, maybe I'll do something tomorrow. Maybe I'll do something fun. I feel like I shouldn't spend any money though. Like honestly, I know I said I deserve, you know, to have things, whatever. But it's like, you gotta do like a little bit, and then like not do so much. And then do a little bit more. You know, you gotta do stuff in increments. You gotta like space it out. You can't just be like splurge, 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 splurge. You gotta splurge and then go eat, and then splurge and then eat and then splurge and then you know, and then skirt. Space it out. I'm so weird, guys. We're gonna end this podcast here because I feel like I have nothing else to talk about other than I'm gonna start wearing old clothes from 90s and whatever, and like I don't like new things. I don't like new fashion. I'm so sick of new fashion trends and stuff, and I just want to be very lackadaisical, and that's not the right word. I just want to be very relaxed in my fashion style and my fashion sense. And not only that, I really want to embrace the timeless look that is within my culture and Black culture, because I feel like, why not? It already represents who I am as a person, which is just simple and relaxed. But I'm also anxious all the time at the same time. But what I mean is, like, you know, I don't like to try too hard to be like cute or pretty. And I feel like I have in the past, but my true authentic self does not want to try very hard, like at all, because it's not comfortable for me. So like, in order for me to be comfortable, I just want to wear like the most calm, laid back styles that I could possibly put on and not give a care in the world about what other people think, you know, as far as like what time period I'm in. Like, I'm in a time of me, bitch. Like, yeah, I can't wait for my fashion to come in the mail. And yeah, you know, one thing I wish I could wear is low-rise jeans. My body won't allow it. Like, the high-waisted pants were made for me. But I just can't wear a low rise. I've tried, it backfired. I'm gonna leave it at that. It was a long time ago. It was at a cafeteria during lunchtime, and we'll park it there. We'll just park it right there. You put whatever else together and figure out what I'm speaking about. It was embarrassing. But it wasn't, it was not embarrassing. I just feel like, I don't know, young girls made it their mission to just embarrass other young girls in like grade school for like no reason. But anyways, I'm in this podcast here, guys. Just know I'm a spendthrift and I can't be saved. And I just want to thank you for staying tuned and remaining like, you know, in tune with my shenanigans. And if you made it this far into this episode, you know, thanks for sticking around, and stay tuned for more shenanigans in the next episode. And I can't talk right now because I feel like I've like mentally checked out of this day, because I don't even know what this day was. I didn't do much, but I did so much. Not really. I was outside. I thought it was gonna rain for real. It didn't even really rain. It was sprinkling. It was teasing me. And I was underneath the umbrella when I was doing my pottery, because I thought it was gonna like rain on my parade, and it didn't. But anyways, guys, you have a good rest of your night. Why am I saying this? Just because I'm recording this at night doesn't mean you're gonna listen to it at night. Okay, have a good rest of your time, your day, and like go back to doing what you was doing before you turned on this episode of me like talking about nothing and everything at the same time. Yeah. What was that? What even was that? Oh, that's so crazy. Eggs, toilet paper, and soy milk. Bro, every day at 11 o'clock, this reminder appears on my screen. I don't even need these three things anymore. That was a reminder of three things I needed to get from the store. Like, one day I put this reminder, and I don't know why I never cancel it, but it reads eggs, toilet paper, and soy milk. And bro, every time I get this reminder on my phone, I know it's 11 o'clock, because like I was going to get those things like once the store closed at 11 o'clock. So that reminder comes on my phone every day at 11 o'clock, because I never took it off, because I'm insane. Lord save me. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.